Eric Baldwin and his wife, Stephanie Ryan, are clipping into their cross-country skis. We're up at the Log Cabin Ski Trails. They're only a 20-minute drive from Skagway, but you need a passport to get here.
Well, we are actually currently in British Columbia in BC, and we are 10 minutes over the border.
We're deep into Canada.
I'm starting to get a Canadian accent.
Eric and Stephanie are part of the crew that maintains the trails. They were just up here working yesterday, so the trails are freshly set. A perfect path winds through the trees and turns and loops for 25 kilometers. That's about 15 miles. The path looks like someone ran a huge comb through the snow, which is basically what they did, using snow machines.
We have to go over the snow machines, let it set up for a bit, and then come back over with the grooming equipment and do a bunch of shoveling and trimming of trees. And so over the course of the winter, the trail will get put in and get better and better.
The trails may be on Canadian soil, but they're much closer to Skagway than any Canadian city. The Log Cabin Ski Society has been maintaining these trails, officially and unofficially, for decades.
My name's Tim Borsi. I'm the president of Log Cabin Ski Society.
Borsi's sitting at the mountain shop in Skagway. He's been with the Log Cabin Ski Society since the beginning and was part of the group that blazed the trails originally. In 2011, Borsi got a call from the district recreation officer for the Ministry of Forests in British Columbia.
He calls me on the phone and goes, so I'm looking at this map of ski trails. And I go, yes. And he goes, do these actually exist? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, we need to kind of formalize some kind of agreement here. So
you know, I was sort of a late arrival on the scene.
Carl Johansson was that district recreation officer. The land in his purview included everything in northwestern BC to the Yukon boundary and the White Pass area. Johansson retired a few years ago.
A file ended up on my desk for the Log Cabin Ski Trails, and it was quite an old one, and it didn't have much paperwork in it for quite a long time. So I decided to investigate a bit.
He says he's glad he did. It was a case of the government needing to catch up with paperwork. The Log Cabin Ski Society had to become a legal nonprofit before the Ministry of Forests could help them out. It took about a year to legally establish the trails.
My understanding is it's pretty much a unique partnership agreement. We know that there's no other groups in Alaska doing something like this.
Johansson says, as far as he knows, it's the only case of a group from the United States managing a Canadian recreation area. The BC Ministry of Forests funds some parts of the project, like trail markers, brochures, and pit toilets. And because of the formal agreement, the trails are legally protected in Canada. If someone wants to develop that land, say, for logging, they can't touch the trails because they're officially part of the BC trail system. Johansson says it works out well for everyone. His management office in Terrace is a long way from the trails.
The dynamics of it is that it's, you know, 1,400 kilometers away from Terrace. So it's not a place you're going to be able to manage on a day-to-day basis or, you know, so a lot is left for the club to shoulder. So, you know, my hat's off to them. They do like 99% of the work. So we do the 1%.
It may be a heavy lift, but it's a recreation area that anyone with cross-country skis can enjoy. But if you're coming from Alaska, don't forget your passport. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.